Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Tes. And we are picking up from the Gemara, from the line, Rabbanon Shigaga B'mai. Now this is found about 8 lines from the top. And we remind ourselves that yesterday we had a machlokes between the opinion of Munvaz, who was very makel in terms of saying that if a person had no yediya, like the Tinok Shanishba or the Gershon Iskayer, and they were living amongst Goyim, so then they would not be Chayav Echatas. And the opinion of the Chachamim, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, was that you are Chayav Echatas. So now the Gemara says, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, what exactly is the amount that you have to not know? According to Munvaz, if you didn't know that you're chayev a carbon over here, so then a person could be considered a shogeg. That was his opinion yesterday, shogak b'carbon. But the Chachamim, they say, shigas carbon, that was what we ended off the shiur yesterday, lo shmo shiga. That's not considered if you just didn't know that you have to bring a carbon. You knew that it's wrong to do it. You knew that it's a chayev that you're being over. But as long as you didn't know there was a carbon, so Munvaz says, that's enough to bring a chatas, and Chachamim say, no, that's not enough. So the question that we're asking now is Rabbanon Shigo B'mai. So what do the rabbis say you have to be shogeg on? Now what's this machlokis going to be? It's a machlokis between Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and you see this in the Rashi over here, Rabbanon, it's right next to where we are in the Gemara. Dubo Shigo B'Aveira Atzma. They require that there be a shogeg in the Aveira itself. Not that you didn't know that it's a carbon, but there's something about the Aveira itself that you didn't know. So Shigo B'mai. How much did you not have to know? Comrade, that's what they're arguing about. Shigo bekula milsa. Does it have to be totally that you didn't know that this was something that was wrong? Belav and kares? You didn't know that it was wrong to do this, and you didn't know that you get kares for this? Or is it enough that you know that it's a lav, or bekares l'chude, but you just didn't know that you chayv kares? You know you're not allowed to do this, but you didn't realize the severity of this, that this is a lav of kares. So is that allowing you to still bring a chatas or not? That's the Gemara's question, Shigiga B'mai. And the Gemara answers, it's the machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Amar Kivon Sheshogak B'Kares. Even if you knew that it was Osir, but you just didn't know that it was Osir with the Chiyav of Kares, Afabi Shehezid B'Lav, you did it intentionally. You knew that this was wrong to do, and you did it. But you didn't realize the severity of the prohibition. And as a result, you didn't know that you get Kares for it, you still can bring a chatas. You're obligated to bring a chatas. That's the opinion of Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, no. Reish Lakish Amar, actually yishgog bilav ubekaris. In order to be chayav a chatas over here, you couldn't have known that it was wrong, and you just didn't know how severe it was. You had to not know that it was wrong. So you had to know that you had to think that this was actually allowed, and therefore, when you did it, you didn't think it was wrong in any way, never mind not for kares, but not even for a lav. So that's the machlokis, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish within the shita of the Chachamim. Now let's understand each shita a little bit better. Amar Rava, Rava says, my time, Rav Shimon Lakish, what's Reish Lakish's reasoning over here? He bases upon the Pasuk, Amar Kor. The Pasuk says, now the words bishkaga that we can have here in parentheses, they actually come early in the Pasuk. The whole pasuk reads, "V'im nefesh achas techeto bishgaga." If a person does a sin inadvertently, he does it bishogeg. That's the word bishgaga where it comes in the pasuk. Then it says, "Me'ama aretz." We'll darshan that word in a few moments, and it says, "Basosa achas mitzvah Hashem." When you did any one of these mitzvahs Hashem, asher lo seyosena v'yoshem, and you did it over here unintentionally, so then you have to go and bring your karbon. That's the pasuk that we're talking about now. Reish Lakish says, the Pasuk tells us, Amar Kor Asher Lo Seyosena V'Yoshem. Again, the word Bishkog is early in the Pasuk, that's why it's a parenthesis, it shouldn't be over here. That you did it over here, V'Yoshem. What does it mean? Ad Sheyishgog B'Lav V'Karei Sheba. You have to have a total lack of knowledge about it, both for the fact that it's so severe, but even that it's a lav. So not only did you have to not know that it's kares, but you weren't allowed to know that it was a lav. And only in that situation where you didn't know that it was a lav even, never mind kares, then you can bring a karmen chatas. No, Rav Yochanan, what does he do with the pasuk? Rav Yochanan, haikra, the Rishim and Lakir, Shmai, Ovid Leh. Rish Lakir seems to have a good pasuk. So he needs it for the following drasha. The boy Leilach Tanya. Rav Yochanan needs this pasuk that I just said for the following drasha. Again, the pasuk says, Viv nefesh achas secheto bishgoga. Me'am ha'aretz. So the words me'am ha'aretz, prat l'mumar. Somebody can't bring a chatas if they're a mumar, if they're totally going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, that person doesn't have a right to bring a chatas. Because we say, even if he'd known about it, he would have gone against it. So the fact that he didn't know about it doesn't allow him to bring a chatas. This guy does sins all the time. He's a mumar. And therefore, the fact that he happened not to know about this over here doesn't allow him to bring a chatas. Because if he had known about it, he would have done it anyway. So that's what the words mei ha-ma'aretz come to teach us, prat le-mumar. And here's the drasha of Yochanan needs. Rav Shimon ben Lazar omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Rav Shimon Lazar, said him Rav Shimon, when the pasuk says Asher lo se'osena v'yoshem, again the word bishkog is early in the pasuk, Asher lo se'osena v'yoshem, so he darshens it as follows: Hashav mi'idiyaso mevi korven al shiyaso, lo shav mi'idiyaso eno mevi korven al shiyaso. He says, I need this pasuk not to tell me that you need to know that it's both alav and kares, and that if you didn't know that it's alav and kares, then you bring a chatas. If you knew either it was alav or kares, then you don't bring a chatas. No. He says, that's not what it's for. This has come to tell me that it has to be something that you did totally inadvertently, totally not on your own. And therefore, if you had known about it, you wouldn't have done it. That's called shogeg. But if you had known about it, but you'd done it anyway, then lo shav mi yidiyaso, you wouldn't have stopped from doing it. If they tell you that it's suicide, I'm doing it anyway. So then you don't bring a carbon chatos. And that's what Rav Yochanan uses this pasuk for. Fine. So this is the machlokes, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, how much you have to be shogig over here. Rav Yochanan says, even if you knew you're not allowed to do this, as long as you were shogig on the severity of it, you didn't know there was a chi of kares, then you can still bring a chatos. And Reish Lakish says, no. Unless you didn't know it was usher, you had to both not know that it's karis, but also that it's not even usher, it's not even lav, then you can bring a chatas. But if you thought that it was usher, even though you didn't know it's karis, you can't bring a chatas. That's the machlokus of Yochanan and Reish Lakish within the Shita of the Chacham. Verses Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to learn this soon, Mi'etz Hashem, Avos Melachos Abayim Chaser Achas. It tells us that there are 39 Melachos, the 40 minus 1. Now, we ask over there, Vavinam Ba Minyan Olamli. We could count. If you count them all up, you'll get 39. Why do you have to tell me, Badafka, that there are 39? We normally have to have a reason why you tell me the number. Otherwise, you say we could add it up ourselves. And on that, Vyomer Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, Shimason Kulam Behelam Echod, if you did them all at the same time within the same lack of knowing. In other words, you didn't know that all 39 of these were Osir. So then, Chayav al Kolachas Yachas. You know it's Shabbos, but you're not very much of a bucky in Hilchas Shabbos, and you did all of these things wrong, so you did 39 Avos, with or without their toldos, so then you bring 39 Chatos. So it has to be that you did them Kulam Helam Echad, then you Chayav al Chatos V'chatos. Now, how could this be? How could a person do all 39 things wrong on Shabbos? He knows it's Shabbos, and he did all 39 things wrong. So it must be talking about Bezodon Shabbos, that you know it's Shabbos, the Shigas Melachos, but you didn't know that it's also to do these Melachos. So this works out great according to Rav Yochanan. Bishlam Rav Yochanan, who says, the Omar Kivon Sheshogag with Kores, Afa Pishay, the Belav. So what do you mean you know it's Shabbos? You know it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to do these things, but you don't know that these are Kores. Oh, then we understand how you could know it's Shabbos. It has to be Bezodon Shabbos. You know that there's Alach of Shabbos over here, you're not allowed to do Melach on Shabbos. And you know that there's 39 Melachos you're not allowed to do. So you know that it's Shabbos, and it's also to do these 39 Melachos. You just don't know that they're all Chayiv Kares. Then this could still be that you're Chayiv Karben Chatas for all 39. This is exactly what Rav Yochanan says, Bishlomel Rav Yochanan. It works out well according to him. Mishkaches law, how do you have that you know about Shabbos, but you were mistaken in the Melachos? Mishkaches law could go, the other law is Shabbos, Belav. You know that Shabbos has a Lav. However, the Kares Shabbos, you didn't know. So therefore, that's what it's talking about. So we understand how you could have, according to Rav Yochanan, that you know it's Shabbos, and you also are able to say that you were shogeg in the Melachos. Because otherwise, what does it mean you know it's Shabbos? Elo Rav Shimon Melachos, you got a problem over here. So he says, Domer, that you only bring a chatas, ashi yishkog belav ubekaris. You can't know that it's either a lav or karis. You have to know both of them. You don't know both of them. That the person, in fact, is totally mistaken. He thinks that they're all permissible. So what does it mean? The Yodalei Shabbos of Mai. What about Shabbos did he know that you're telling me that these are all shogeg? It says the Yodalei Shabbos. What about Shabbos did he know? If he didn't know any of the 39 Melachos, even for a lav. So Gemara says, no, there is another thing about Shabbos that he knew. The Yodalei B'tchumim, Valib Rabbi Akiva. He knew about the din of Tchum. And this goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and it says that Tchum is a Da'araisa. There's a three of them machlokas as to what is the status of Tchum. You have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva who says that Tchum is a Din Da'araisa. If a person goes beyond the Tchum, so then he's over in Issa Da'araisa. That's even for 2,000 Amos. Then you have the opinion that there is a din d'oraisa of tchum, but only if you go 24,000 amos, 12 mil. Each mil is 2,000 amos. So d'oraisa is 24,000 amos. But less than that is only din d'rabbanan. And then there's a din that the entire din of tchum is only din d'rabbanan. If you go outside the tchum of 2,000 amos, that's a din d'rabbanan, but there is no din d'oraisa. So this opinion that the yada only meant he knew Shabbos, yada b'tchumim, and therefore that's what he knew, according to the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Anagmor goes back and says, Munvaz, again from yesterday's Shia, Munvaz says that if you're Shogeg, that you had to know about the carbon. If you didn't know about the carbon, that's also called Shogeg. So, Man Tana, Lahadu Tana Rabban, who's the author of the following Brisa? Shogag Bozeh Ubezeh. The person made a mistake on Shabbos. He didn't know about Shabbos itself or the Malachos of Shabbos. Zeh was shogeg omer b'Torah. Everybody agrees that's the shogeg that's said in the Torah, that shogeg, that he didn't know anything. Hezid b'zeh b'zeh, if a person knew it was Shabbos, he knew it was a melacha, and he did it anyway, so that's mezid. Zui mezid omer b'Torah. That is no machlokes on. That's very simple. But then the Braisa continues and says, what about shogak b'Shabbos, the hezid b'melachos? The person didn't know it was Shabbos, but he was mezid on the melachos. Or, oh, shoshogak b'melachos, he didn't know the melachos, hezid b'Shabbos, and he knew it was Shabbos. So again, this opinion could go like any of the opinions that we have, but here's the kicker. Here's the opinion that they're asking, who's the author of this brisa? Osha Amar Yodea Nisha Melachos Asura. I know that this Melachos Asura. Aval Ein Yodea Shechayiv Melech Carbon Alo. I just didn't know that you have a carbon on it or not. Nevertheless, you chayiv in this situation. So in these three cases over here that we had, you knew about Shabbos, you didn't know about the Melachos, you knew about the Melachos, you didn't know about Shabbos, or if you knew about Shabbos, you knew about the Melachos, you just didn't know it's a carbon, you're still chayiv a chatas over here. So who is this? Gemara says, Kiman ki Munvas. This is exactly Munvas's opinion. Gemara continues, says, Amar Abaye, Hakol Modi Mishuas Bitoy. Now we're going to have a further analysis over here of the machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, remind ourselves, not too long ago, we just learned this a few minutes ago. Rav Yochanan says that if you knew that it was asur to do this, but you just didn't know the level of severity, you still bring a chatas. And Reish Lakish says, no, if you knew that it was asur, even though you didn't know it was karis, you don't bring a chatas. So what about something that doesn't have a chiyav of chatos, but doesn't have a chiyav of kares, but still has a chiyav of a chatos? For example, Amar Abaye, Hakol Modi Mishuas Bitoy. Abaye says everybody, both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, will agree in regards to a Shuas Bitoy that you do bring a chatos in this situation. Now, what is a Shuas Bitoy? So if you look in Rashi, the first of the white lines, he says, if a person made a shvua, sha'ochel, I will eat something, then v'lo ochel, and he didn't eat it. Sha'ochalti, or he swore that he ate something, v'lo ochalti, and he didn't eat it. So in this situation, chayev aleha karbon. He's chayev in this situation for breaking Yeshua, and he has to bring a karbon. It says, uksiv bey, it says over there, v'nelam, dahinu shogei, that he did this accidentally. So then, everybody, hakol modin, this would even be Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan as well, hakol modin b'shogeg shaloh de'im nishba shaloh ochel, if he swore that he will not eat something, v'ochel, and then he ate it, ein ochayev, he wouldn't be chayev, unless elim kin shochach shvuoso kishochel, only if he forgot his shvua at the time that he ate it. In that situation, the hashta shogag belav sheba. Here he forgot the shvua and he ate it. So therefore, that's the shogeg. Now there is no chiyav of karis in this situation for breaking your shvua, and yet Rav Yochanan agrees that you do bring a karbon chatas in this situation. Tosfos has a different understanding over here. If you look in the Tosfos, he says, Ashiyishkog belav sheba. So Tosfos says, Kegon shenishba shelo yochal v'ochal. He swore he wouldn't eat something and then he ate it. Ubishas achila shochach iser shvua. He remembered he made a shvua, but he didn't know that if you transgress your shvua, that you chayev a carbon. Tosfos is a different way of understanding than Rashi. In any event, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. At the end, he says, "I don't like Rashi's pshat." Last line, they near it. They answer kari shogeg belav shvua. But Masha'enu Nizkar Shinishba. He says, according to Rashi, the fact that you forgot that you made the shvua, that's not called Shogeg Belav Sheba. In any event, slightly different understanding Tosfos has of Rashi. So now let's get back to the Gemara. So it says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, in regard to the Shuas Bitoy, Hakomodi Shuas Bitoy, She'en Chayvim Olea Karban, Ad She'ishkog Belav Sheba. You have to know over here that you are not allowed to do this. If you know that you're allowed to do this, but you just don't know that you bring a carbon, even Rav Yochanan says that's not called chiyav chatas. So Gemara says, Hakomodim man, who is this Hakomodim for? Rav Yochanan. It's to tell us not only Reish Lakish, but even Rav Yochanan holds over here that you would bring a chatas because you didn't know. Either, like Rashi says, you forgot that you made your shvua, or Tosfos says you didn't realize that the shvua is going to be chayav chatas. Gemara says, what's Abaye telling us? Pshita, of course it is. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that if you know that the thing is wrong, and yet you did it, you can bring a chatas? That's only when there's an Issur Karis. Ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan, hechadika karis. So you knew that it's also to do, you just didn't know it's karis. In that situation, he says you can still bring a karma chatas. Abu Hacha here, by the Shuas Bito, the lack of karis. So of course Rabbi Yochanan says, lo, that of course you're not going to bring a chatas if you knew that you made the Shuah, or you knew that it was Asr to do this if you made a Shuah. So what's the Chiddush of Abaye? Shuah says, no. So kedai techaminuch, I might have thought, oh well, the Chayiv Karbon Chiddushu. Now that's the Girsa that we have. On the side it says, so kedai techaminuch, the Chiddushu. This whole thing is a Chiddush over here. The Bechala Torah Kula, Loashachon Lav, the Maisil Karbon. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that you bring for just a Lav a Chatos. It has to be a Lav that's Chiyav Karis, a Chiyav of Aramis's based in. So this is unique. This is a Chiddush over here. The Bechala Torah Kula, Loashachon Lav, the Maisil Karbon. We don't normally find that you bring a chatas for a lav for hocha maisi, but here you do. So I might have thought, ki shogag, when you did this over here, even with the shogag, the carbon, just that you didn't know about a carbon over here, nami l'chayiv, you should still be chayiv kares, even though you know that you did something wrong, but since you didn't know you had to bring a carbon, I might have thought, according to Rav Yochanan, that that still would allow you to go bring a carbon chatas. We turn to the Yomid Beis, therefore Kamash will know that even Rav Yochanan holds like that. More questions is still further. Meisvei, wait a second. We have a brisa that says, Ezeu shigigas shvua bitui lishavar. What's an example of a shigigas shvua bitui lishavar, that you did something in the past and that's your over your shvua? For example, Shim Omar, if a person says, Yodea ani sheshvua zu asura, I know over here that I'm not allowed to go and swear falsely. Avol eni yodea imchayav imalel karbon alo, but I didn't know that if I swore falsely, maybe I do, maybe I don't. I didn't know that I'd have to bring a karbon chatas, so then chayav. Whoa, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan Shita would normally be. And yet, Abaye says over here, he's mode, so it's a kasha on Abaye. Someone says, no, who's the author of this price? Hamani Munbasu. This is Munbas's opinion, and therefore, there's no surprise. Munbas holds that shigas karbon alone is enough, but the Chachamim, which is the Machlokes of Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, they hold that Shigas Karbon alone is not enough. So therefore, this Brisa that you just brought down is only according to Munvaz, and is no Kasha on Abaye. And in fact, he says, Moda, Rav Yochanan is Moda, that just Shigas Karbon over here, you didn't know that for transgressing a Shvua, you bring a Karbon, that's not enough. And that's called Mezid. You knew that you're not allowed to transgress Yeshua, so Rav Yochanan would say, you don't bring Karbon Chatas just for Shigas Karbon. Munvaz disagrees. So that's what the Brisa is, according to Munvaz. Now here we have a Lishna Achrina, which Rashi says really should be deleted, so we'll skip the entire parentheses area over here. It is it's based upon, Rashi says, an inaccurate assumption about what the Shita of Munvaz is, and therefore Rashi says that he suggested you delete this. You can see this in the Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Homani Munvaz. So he says, there's another gear. So Yesh Gorsin, Homani Munvaz, Pshita, Hashmu Halaturkur, Om Munvaz, Shikaga, Recovering, Shmo Shkoga, Hocha, the Chidishu, Lo Kol Shikain, El Labra Abonin, Tiyufta, Bay Tiyufta. This is what I just read in the Gemara. He says it's not right. Below Nihira, this is incorrect. He says, the Mai Pshitusa, he says it's not so partial over here. Anyway, we're not going to read the entire wrong thing over here. So Rashi says to delete it, we go weiter. So if Yom Abaye, we go to the two dots and we continue. Yom Abaye, Abaye says, similar to the Shuas Bito, there's another case where Rav Yochanan will be Moda to Reish Lakish. And that's Hakomodim Betruma. When a person eats Truma, a non-Kohen eats Truma, so if he did it B'mezid, it's a big, big problem. It's a Chiyav of Miso B'dei Shomayim. The person did it B'shogeg, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all you have to do is add on a fifth. Over here, there is no Karban, but you pay back the principal and you add on a fifth. So this is analogous to Shuas Bitur, that there is no carbon involved over here. So there's no Shigigas carbon. So Abaye says, Ha kol modin b'truma. Everybody will see it means, even Rabbi Yochanan's moda, in regards to truma, that if a person accidentally ate truma, she'en chayavim aleh chomesh, achi yishkog b'lav sheba, you only pay the extra fifth, the principal plus a fifth. Again, a fifth always means a fifth from the outside, which is a fourth from the inside. So, for example, it's $100. So then if a person ate that, so a quarter would be $25. So he would have to pay $125. That $25 is one-fifth of the $125 that he has to pay back. That's how we always look at it. So whenever we say a fifth in the Torah, it really means a fourth of the principal, which when you add it on, that becomes the fifth of the total amount. In any event, so Abaye says, everybody agrees, hakomodim, that if a person accidentally ate truma, it's called accidental shein chayvim alei chomesh unless at sheyishkog b'lav shebo, unless you did not know that you're not allowed to eat this. You didn't know that it was truma. So what does it mean again? Hakol modim man. Who are we talking about? Hakol modim. So just like by the Shuas Bitui, Abaye says, Rav Yochanan. This is to tell us that Rav Yochanan over here also holds that only when a person did not know that he couldn't eat this, only in that situation do you pay the fifth. But if you knew that it was aser, you didn't know that it's a misa b'dei shamayim, then you still would not pay the fifth because you knew that it was aser. So hakol modim, Rav Yochanan. So it says again, pshita. Because Kiyama Rav Yochanan Hechadika Karis. Rav Yochanan only said there was a machlokas between him and Reish Lakish as to what you had to not know. Reish Lakish said you had to think that it was mutter. If you thought that it was aser, even though you didn't know there was kares, then that's not called shogeg. And Rav Yochanan said no. Even though you thought it was aser, but if you didn't know that it was kares, so then you still could bring a chatas. So Kiyama Rav Yochanan Hechadika Karis. Rav Yochanan only said that when there was a kares to fall back on. But Hechadika Karis, but if there is no kares, like over here, by eating the truma, lo, he would agree also that unless you didn't know that it was permissible to eat this, you wouldn't bring the extra fifth penalty. If you knew that it was permissible, you just didn't know about the penalty of Nisa B'dei Shemayim, so then you would not have over here the opportunity to pay the fifth because you knew that it was also to eat it. So Rav Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish. And the Chiddush is over here, Ma'u Detema, I might have thought that Misa Bimkom Karis Omedes. I would have said maybe Misa B'dei Shemayim is exactly like Karis. And therefore, the Chishagag B'Misa Nami L'Chayev, even though you didn't know that it was Misa B'dei Shemayim, that would be just like you didn't know it was Karis, yet according to Rav Yochanan, you bring a chatas, so according to Rav Yochanan over here, you would pay the fifth. Kamash Shalom, no, that Abaye says that he's Moda over here, that even though you didn't know it was Misa B'dei Shemayim, you wouldn't pay the fifth because you knew that it was wrong to eat it. Oh, that's what everybody agrees to. That's what Abaye says. However, Rava disagrees. Rava says, no, this is exactly analogous. Misa B'dei Shemayim is exactly the same as Kares. And Rava Amar, Misa B'makom Kares Omedes. This is exactly the same thing. And B'chomesh B'makom Karbon Kai. And the Chomesh is exactly the same thing as the Karbon. So therefore, if you did not know over here everything, so Rav Yochanan says, you still could bring the fifth or you still could bring a Karbon. So therefore, according to Rava, it's not that Rav Yochanan is mode over here to Reish Lakish. This is exactly the same machlokas that he had in regards to the karbon by the lav of karis by Shabbos. So to over here, it's the exact same machlokas. Vayter. Rav Huna says, Hoy mahalik baderech midbar. Now here we introduce a whole new subject. We're discussing here about a person who doesn't know what day of the week it is. He's lost out in the desert. He's lost out in the woods someplace, and he's lost track. He's on a desert island, and he doesn't know what day it is. So Amar Rav Huna, Hoy Mahalech Baderech Obimidbar. That's the Girsa that we have on the side. He brings down in the Riff and the Rosh, they don't have the words Baderech O. They just have Hoy Mahalech Bimidbar. Okay, it doesn't really make a difference. They're not interested in where he's walking. The idea is that he's lost, and he doesn't know what day it is. And this is pre-cell phones. They couldn't just call up somebody and find out what day it is. There's nobody around. So in this situation, he doesn't know what day of the week it is. So what should he do? So the first opinion, Rav Huna's opinion is, Mone Shisha Yomim, count 6 days, Umeshamer Yom Echad, and then the seventh day, you'll observe his Shabbos. And you keep on doing this until you return back to civilization. On the other hand, Chia Barav says, no. That day, the first day that you realize you don't know where you are, so that's not the first day. The next day is the first day, because you already did melacha on this day. So, Mishama Yom Echad, the next day count the Shabbos, and then count 6 days, and then count the Shabbos after that every seventh day. That's the difference. So, Rav Huna says, count 6 days, and then have Shabbos, and Chiya Barav says, first make Shabbos, and then count 6 days. Now, what exactly is this machlokis about? So, Rav Huna says, Mar Savar Kibriyasu Shalolam. You go by the way that Hashem created the world. First Hashem made 6 weekdays, and then he made Shabbos. So to Ovi, you make 6 weekdays, and then you make Shabbos. Umar Savar Ki Adam Arishon. And Chiya Barav says, no, Adam Arishon was created on Friday. So Friday wasn't Shabbos, but the next day was Shabbos. So to Ovi, you make the next day Shabbos, and then you count 6 days, and then another Shabbos, etc. So they're arguing, Rav Huna and Chiya Barav are arguing about which way we should look at it, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, or like from the perspective of Adam HaRishon. So Gemara says, Meisvei, Hoy Mahalach Baderech, we have a braisa that says, if a person's traveling on the road, and here it notice it doesn't say Baderech or Bemidbar, it just says Hoy Mahalach Baderech. Veinu Deh Emosai Shabbos, and he doesn't know which day is Shabbos, so the braisa says, Mishamer Yom Echad L'Shisha. Now, What does that mean when it says you should observe one day of Shabbos and then 6 days? My lab, doesn't it mean Mona Shisha, count 6 days, Umashama Yom Echad, and then count Shabbos exactly like Rav Huna said, Kasha on Chia Barav? So it says, no, he didn't read it that way. He read the Brisa, when it said Mishama Yom Echad Shisha, he meant Mishama Yom Echad, and then Umona Shisha. Where it says, that's not right. Ihochi, the language is very funny. Why did he use the language, Mishamar Yom Echod L'shisha? It's a funny language to say, you should be Shomer one day and then six. You should have said, Mishamar Yom Echod Umone Shisha Meboyele. So the language is very funny. It fits in well with Rav Huna's point of view, that first you count 6 days, Mishamar Yom Echod, and then after 6 days, so it fits in well with Rav Huna, but it doesn't fit in so well with Chia Barav. That's number one, point number one. Furthermore, Tanya, we learned in another brisa, it said Beferish, Hay Mahalach Baderech Ubimidbar. Here it says Baderech Ubimidbar, and Ein Yodea Emos HaShabbos, and the person doesn't know when Shabbos is, so it says Beferish, Monesh Shisha, count 6 days, Umeshama Yom Echad, then the seventh day will be Shabbos. Now this is a brisa. Chia Barav is an Amora. He doesn't have a brisa to support himself, so the Gemara says, Teyufto de Chia Barav, Teyufto. This is in fact a brisa that slugs up the Amora Chia Barav. Now let's discuss this a little bit more. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, the chol yom v'yom osalo k'dei parnasoso. Bar mehau yoma. A person has to go to work each day. How else is he going to get food for himself? He has to go build a fire. He has to go and trap animals. He has to go and pick fruits off the trees. He's stuck over here. He has no idea what day it is. So every day he's allowed to do enough work to get through that day. That he can go eat food and have meals for that day. Except Bar Mihau Yoma, except on the day that he's holding a Shabbos, that day he can't do any work whatsoever. He has to treat it fully as Shabbos. So Gemara says, Bahu Yomu Leimu, so if he doesn't have any food to eat that day, he's going to die. So he has to do work all 7 days. So Gemara says, no, suggestion. David Miesbo Shtei Parnassos. So work on what you're saying is Friday, on the day before you're calling Shabbos, so do double work that day, so you'll have for Friday, and you'll have for what the day you're calling Shabbos. The Ovid Mies Moshe Parnoso, so you work twice as hard the day before. Rav says, that doesn't help us really. Maybe the day before is really Shabbos. Again, we don't know. Vidilma Mies Moshe Shabbos Havoy, and now you're doing twice as much work on Shabbos. So that's not a smart idea. Rav says, you're right, Taka. Eloko Yom V'yom Oselo Parnasoso. Every day you can do the work that's needed for that day. As soon as you have enough food, as soon as you did enough malacha to get by that day, that you're not going to die that day, you'll have enough food, then you stop doing work. You can't do extra for a future day. Therefore, every day, including the day you're holding Shabbos, you can do Afilu Ha'oyoma. Even on that day that you're calling Shabbos, you can do whatever work you need to do for sustenance for that day. Aye, then how are you going to know that that day is special? The whole idea is supposed to do this is not because you're really observing Shabbos, it's that you shouldn't lose the din of Shabbos. So Gemara says, Ha'oyoma b'may min kale. So how will it be recognizable to you that that day is an important chosh of a day called Shabbos? So Gemara says, B'kidusha v'havdalto. And you look in the first line, in the wide lines in Rashi, he says, L'zikaron bi'alma. You can make Kiddush over here, you make Havdalah over here for this day. It's a pure Zikaron that this day is Shabbos. She'lo shem yom choluk mishar yomim. It should have a separate name, different from all the other days of the week, and as a result, v'lo tishtakach Shabbos mimenu. And you won't, therefore, forget the idea of concept of Shabbos. Now, this is a whole separate interesting discussion. You're allowed to actually make brachas over here. You're allowed to make Kiddush and Havdalah. It's not considered a bracha of Atala. That's how strong this idea of being Minkar Shabbos, that you should recognize Shabbos. Tosus also points out in the little Tosus, Osa Kidei Parnasos, so he says, when you're allowed to do only the amount of work that you need to do each day, he says that excludes all other malachos. You're not allowed to do them, with the one exception, Tchumen. You're allowed to keep on walking. You can keep on walking beyond the Tchum every single day. Rak biyom shemishamer, only on the day that you're observing Shabbos, so that day don't walk beyond the Tchum. Because otherwise you'll never get out of the Yishuv. You can only walk 2,000 amas each day, and then you have to stop, so then you're never going to get out of the trouble that you're in, so you can keep on walking every single day, but just on the day you're holding Shabbos, don't walk. He says, there's nothing special about sitting still on Shabbos. That won't be a hecker over here. Or he says, alternatively, He says, alternatively, he says, actually, even on that Shabbos, you can walk as far as you want, because we want you to get out of this woods, we want you to get out of the Midbar, out of the desert over here. And he says, you'll still recognize it as Shabbos by the fact that you're making Kiddush and Havdalah. Gemara continues, says, Amar Rava, im haya makir miktsa yom shiyotzu bo. Rava says, if you remember a little bit the day that you left, in other words, you don't know what day of the week it was, but you know that you left on this day a week ago. So, osim locha kol yom kulu. You know that day is definitely not Shabbos, because you certainly didn't travel on Shabbos. So, if you know, let's say today is exactly 1 week from the day that you left, but you don't remember what day of the week you left, again, I don't know what the circumstances are here, we're not interested always in never having a real case, we're interested in learning principles. So whatever the situation is, you have amnesia, but you know you left on this day a week ago, but you don't know what day it was, so then this day, you can definitely do all the malacha that you want. And you should try to do all the malacha, so you don't have to be mechal Shabbos on any of the other days as well, because maybe there's Shabbos. Now, pshita, this is obvious. Someone says, no, the chiddush is, ma'al d'tem, I might have thought, kiven the Shabbos l'notik, obviously you didn't leave on Shabbos, probably, but ma'al Shabbos nami l'notik, you probably didn't leave on Friday. People don't travel on Friday, so therefore, if we know that today you didn't travel, probably yesterday you didn't travel as well. So therefore, we have the situation. He didn't leave on Shabbos, and he obviously didn't leave on Erev Shabbos. So these 2 days, both of them, he should be able to go and do all the work that he needs to do and not be concerned that maybe it's Shabbos. And therefore, Baha'i, this person, inami b'chamisha b'shabbat unofik, even if he left on Thursday, so then, listri le lemebad melocha treyome, he still should be allowed to do on these 2 days melocha, I might have thought. Therefore, Rava comes along and says, no, only on the day itself that you left, Kamash V'lan, that only that day we can guarantee is not Shabbos. But maybe you did leave on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because Zimnin de Mishkach Shayarta or Mikre Benofik. Because sometimes they used to travel with groups because they were dangerous to travel alone. And therefore, maybe the Shayara, the caravan, it left on a Friday. Now, you would go with it because that's the only way you could go. So therefore, you can't guarantee that he didn't leave on an Erev Shabbos. You can guarantee he didn't leave on Shabbos, but you can't guarantee he didn't leave on Erev Shabbos. So that's Rava's Chiddush over here, that only the day that you know for certain that you left on that day you can do Malacha all you want. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hayodeya Iker Shabbos. If a person knows that it's Shabbos, but he did many, many Malachos on subsequent Shabbosim, so nevertheless, he's only Chayav one Chattas for every Shabbos. So the Gemara says, how do we know that this is true? Minohani mili. Where do we get this idea that a person could, in fact, be mechalo multiple melachos, and yet only be chayv one time for each Shabbos? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Ravua, Rav Nachman says the name of Rabba Bar Ravua, that there's two psukim over here to tell me these two dinim over here, one for one Shabbos and one for many Shabbosos, that a single chattas will help. One needs a chattas for each Shabbos and one needs a chattas for all the Shabbosos, a single chattas. And this is based upon two psukim. Trei, Kroi, Ksive. Visham v'nei sol sa Shabbos, that all the Kaisos shall observe the Shabbos. A single Shabbos, Yochid. This is Loshon Yochid, singular. And then another pasuk, Siv es Shabbosai Tishmaru. This is multiple Shabbos, Shabbosai, my many Shabboses, so to say. So, okay, it's that. How do you understand the two differences, Shabbos and Shabbosai? So, the answer is, according to Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Rav Hua, Vishamu Bnei Yisrael says Shabbos, that comes to tell us that for one Shabbos, Shmira Achas L'Shabbosos Harbe, there's one being over not observing Shabbos, for many Shabbosos, because it's Shabbos, one single Shabbos. Yeshua Sosai Tishmaru, in other situations, Shmira Achas L'Chol Shabbos L'Shabbos, and each Shabbos is requiring its own separate Chattas. That's the way Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Rav Hua, learns it. Maskif lo Rav Nachman Yitzchak, a different Rav Nachman Yitzchak learns it the exact opposite way. He says, Adiraba, itcho mistabra. It makes sense to use these same psukim exactly the other way. In other words, Visham b'nei Yisrael says Shabbos, the single Shabbos, that refers, Shmira Achaz l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, that refers to every single Shabbos requires its own chattos. V'yashabsos tais yishmoru, that Shmira Achaz l'shabsos harbe, that's referring to all the Shabbosos can be with one chattos. Is there any practical nafkamina between these two opinions? So Rashi, the bottom Rashi, on the very last line says, Obein Rav Nachman, Obein Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the two Rav Nachmans over here, Rav Nachman who said in the name of Rabba bar Ravua, and Rav Nachman the son of Rabbi Yitzchak, so there's no difference, lo pligi, they don't argue at all. They only argue in the drushas. El b'mashim usa. They only argue as to how you make this drusha. My the yolif mar mehaikra yolif mar meidach. What Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravua learned from Vishom and Esos Shabbos. So the exact opposite drusha is learned from that by Rav Nachman Yitzchak and vice versa. Ve'es shabsosai tishmoru. We learned the shir today in memory of Lester Greenberg Eliezer ben Meir, who's one of the founding fathers of the Ungizul of Woodmere, and on today's the yard site of Eve Iram, Chava Bas Moshe, Larry Iram's mother. All the neshamas we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. That concludes today's shir.